is poetry. Is not poetry also food? Joyce Carol Oates.
Karen Rigby is the author of the poetry books Chinoiserie, published by Asada Press in 2012, and Fabulosa, published by Jackleg Press in 2024. A National Endowment for the Arts Literature Fellow, her poems are published in journals such as Poetry Northwest, Bennington Review, and the London Magazine. She is a freelance book reviewer in Arizona. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Karen, what poems have you brought for us today?
Song for the Onion. Let me love the onion, worn by the thumb's touch. Sulfur and sugar, a scent Egyptians believed could ferry the dead home from their sleep. Let me flay the double heart that stings or melts to caramel, depending on time, temperature, weather. Let me taste the pure, explosive signature. Let the lioness outshine her sisters, the shallot and the leek. Let the field bury crystalline skins. Let the roots drive the green hand skyward in spite of the earth. Let me remember the primitive underground birth and the kingdom of sleepers. Let me consider the lily's doppelganger. Let the onion telescope multiple selves. Let me admire her reckless theater. Let nothing else weep on behalf of the blade. Let me praise the onion sacrifice, a trapezist blooming in release. To the Huifeng Foods Company. Thank you for the plastic rocket on every table in North America. Chili like rattlesnakes or maracas, sriracha, and the dollop of orange in spicy mayonnaise. For the iconic rooster to wake my suburban empire of eggs. Send my regards to Tapatio and every glass siren at Fry's. I hear kettle made sriracha chips, as did Lay's, and what I need, like a fine haze of powder, is pain, equal to the pain. On the Scoville scale, your sauce rates lower than Scotch bonnets, but good enough for my Chinese, Latina, Western Pennsylvanian genes. Last week, a Channel 4 English drama carved verandas in the Himalayan foothills. Let's talk about colonization for 3 seconds, architecture as civilized violence, or the sting of my ancestor's rage when he left a snowbound village for a serpent republic. A peeling balustrade says nothing of the century's arguments. Dear Mr. Tran, what's the recipe for global happiness? Green-tipped bottles ship out of East Los Angeles. A river of mercury stains my plate. Plums. Friars, red beauties, elephant hearts you could pair on your tongue, limbs darkening below the line. Between each load of shirts pinned sleeve to sleeve, you'd raise the basket, bend among the trees. Some of the plums tightened like a baby's fist. You pricked their skins, packed buckets with sugar and lemon. 6 trays dried on the long bench. All evening, fireflies haunted you with syncopations, and when you came to the Santa Rosa's, the fruit of the spirit was patient as knives, sharpened with pumice. Forget what you know. What should he bring to your hunger, if not his own wrist?
You've been listening to poems by Karen Rigby on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.